It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
Well, the Camden County Wildcats just refuse to get out of the news cycle. So literally, we did the show last week right after Travis Rowland was relieved of his duties. And then a couple of days after that, they hired John Lindsay as their head football coach. We're going to talk a little bit about more about that later in the show. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Okay, so the first round of the GHSA playoffs took place last week, and as well as the final four of the GISA playoffs too. So we'll get let's do that. Let's do some scores from the playoff games that occurred last week. We'll jump in and do that. And again, the last 2 weeks, and this week is no different, the last 2 weeks doing this show has been jam-packed. And quite frankly, I have done a fantastic job of getting all of the stuff, all of the content, squeezed into this show for you, the listener, because I am a professional. All right, in the first round, well, actually, in the final four of the GISA playoffs, Valwood loses to Frederica to get them to the final four, and then John Millage beats Frederica in the final four, so Frederica's season is done. We'll see if we will see if we continue to see them in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Okay. So in the first round of the GHSA playoffs, Colquitt and Mill Creek, Colquitt 34, Mill Creek 24. Colquitt goes to Atlanta and beats Mill Creek. Lowndes was at home in the Concrete Palace against Collins Hill. I'm going to be honest with you, I picked Collins Hill in this game. I wasn't stunned that Lowndes won the game, but I completely 1,000% expected the game to be close, even if Lowndes won. Lowndes drubbed them. 37-16 winners. The number one seed out of Region 1-6A, Valdosta, they were at home against Akula. 56-28 winners to advance to the second round. Richmond Hill got a terrible first-round draw. They had to go play Buford. They went down 45-0 to the Wolves. Statesboro and Habersham Central. Okay, Statesboro Blue Devils, I see you. I picked against them. I thought they'd go in the road. They were a 3 seed. They were playing Habersham Central, who was a 2 seed. I thought Habersham Central would win. They did not. Statesboro went on the road and won 36-28. Clark Central and Effingham. This was a little bit of a surprising game. I picked Clark Central, not the fact that Clark Central won the game, but Effingham seemed to be in control of this football game until late. Kind of the same thing that happened between them and Statesboro, only this time they didn't win. So they go down to Clark Central 34-33. Coffey and Sequoia. I said that I really thought Coffey was going to be a tough game for Sequoia. I wouldn't be surprised if Coffey won the football game. That was a 1-4 matchup. Sequoia said, yeah, well, so much for that. They beat Coffey 31-14 and end Coffey's season. This is a game that I actually went to. Winder Barrow and Brunswick High at Glenn County Stadium. That game was that was the most insane game. I mean, there was everything that you could possibly have in a football game. Onside kicks, recovered onside kicks, interceptions, fumble recoveries. A ton of scoring. Anything and everything was in the game. There was a pick six that got called back. Anyway, Brunswick wins the game 78-30. Brunswick put 78 points. At one point early in the second quarter, the game was tight. It was 38-30 Brunswick, and Brunswick closed the game by scoring 40 unanswered. Creekview and Houston. Houston downs Creekview 59-14. Glenn Academy has their season end at the hands of Jackson County convincingly. I thought Glenn Academy would go up there and do a better game, have a better game than that. They went down 50-7. Wasn't close. Fiery Branch, they were at home. Didn't matter. Ware County came to their place and beat them 44-27. Eastside and Warner Robins. Boy, has there been anybody that has played much better, any better, in the second half than Warner Robins? They didn't look that great in the first half. Second half, they really turned it on. They advance to the second round of the playoffs. They beat Eastside 28-14. East Forsyth and Benedictine. Benedictine did what you would expect them to do, 42-7 winners. Liberty and Cairo. I didn't feel like Liberty had a very good shot in this game, and they proved me right. They go down to Cairo 36-7. Whitewater and Jenkins 50-45. 95 points scored in that football game. Jenkins 50-45 winners. They advance to the second round. Cherokee Bluff and Peach County 53-28 winners. Peach downs Cherokee Bluff. West Lawrence and Beach. Okay, Beach, you got in. A lot of controversy about you getting in as a 31 seed over Southeast Bullock. And what did you do with it? You went to West Lawrence and you got blown out. 45-6, West Lawrence destroys Beach. Long and Westside Augusta, 42-35. Westside Augusta downs Long County. Long County was in that football game. I didn't think that thing would be that close. Pierce and Ringgold. Pierce did what they normally do, except twice this season. They have lost two home games. They were at home in this football game, and they did down Ringgold 45-7 in the Bears den. Hart and Appling. I think Appling's got a big run in front of them. They down Hart 31-20 to advance to the second round. East Lawrence and Heard County. East Lawrence didn't score a single solitary point. They go down 49-0. Fitzgerald and Ace Charter, 42-9 winners. Fitzgerald. Washington County and Dublin. Dublin gets the W, 40-7. Bacon and Swainsboro. Swainsboro at home. Swainsboro wins 40-21. Toombs County, I also think Toombs County's got a big run. At some point, we're going to see Appling and Toombs, I would believe. Toombs County wins 50-6. Worth County and McNair. McNair blanks Worth County and McNair and Woodsheds them 68-0. Jeff Davis and Bleckley, that had all the makings of a really good game. It didn't turn out with the score as close as I thought that game was going to be. Bleckley wins 26-7. Rabun ends Dodge County season 56-21. And the surprise of the night, Lamar County. So they were in those max power rankings. So Lamar County was the number two seed overall in the entire bracket. Berrien was the 31 seed. Berrien had literally no shot, 0.0000001 chance of winning. And dadgummit, Berrien did it. They go to Lamar County and they knock off Lamar in a huge upset, 7-0. Holy cow. Berrien advances, Lamar sitting on the couch. Manchester at Wheeler. Wheeler 55-20 over Manchester. ECI and Georgia Military. ECI opened up a can 63-7 over Georgia Military. Clinch County and Chattahoochee 48-20. Clinch County. Macon County and Charlton. Charlton, dang it, will you make up your mind? The most, at least one of the top three Jekyll and Hyde teams of the entire season. They win. They go to Macon County and they knock off the Bulldogs 35-7. Charlton advances. Trutland and Mount Zion. Mount Zion downs Trutland 20-7. MCA, I thought MCA would make that game a lot closer. I thought MCA had a chance to win the game. It was not close. Johnson County beat MCA 34-7. Hawkinsville and Tryon. Hawkinsville 24-21 winners. field goal game. Savannah Country Day has their season end at the hands of Mount Vernon. They go down 23-13. And as I mentioned at the top of this segment, Frederica goes down to John Millage 35-7. Some controversy at the end of that game. Like 2 minutes to go, John Millage is up 28-7. They got the ball. Everybody expecting them just to down it. They didn't. They threw a bomb for a touchdown to rub it in to the Knights. 35-7 winners. John Millage advances to the finals of the GISA playoffs and will more than likely win the thing again. They have won a ton of those. I think they've only, since 2019, John Millage has been your GISA champion with the exclusion of last year. The last year from the years of 2019 until last year, John Millage has been your GISA champion. That is nuts.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. We head into the second round of the GHSA playoffs, and here are your matchups. The Brunswick High Pirates will host Gainesville between the bricks at Glenn County Stadium. Statesboro heads up to Atlanta to take on Woodward Academy. Pierce heads to Carver, Atlanta. And Appling will host Hapeville in Baxley. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times. 912-267-1897 and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
All right, it's that time. It's the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So we did have one team fall out of the rankings, so I will go ahead and tell you that. We had a lot of teams stay in. With one team falling out, we did have one team join the rankings. So let's recap from what we had last week. By the way, before we get into the rankings, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you we got a lot still to talk about. The Camden stuff, I want to talk Lane Kiffin, college football scores, college football games, and I also want to talk about the college football playoff. I literally have like 3+ segments to do all of that. It's the last, dude, the last 3 weeks with stuff to get to you is nuts, but it is what it is. All right, so Worth County was number one. You know what? Let's go 10 to 1. Last week we had 10 was Ware, 9 Benedictine, 8 Frederica, 7 Lowndes, 6 Houston, 5 Tombs, 4 Valdosta, 3 was West Lawrence, their first time ever in the rankings, 2 was Clinch, and 1 was Worth County. Falling out of the rankings, I'll go ahead and tell you, the Frederica Academy Knights fall out of the rankings with that loss to John Millage in the Final Four. A 4-loss team became the Knights with that loss. All right, so at number 10, getting back into the rankings, it's the third time they've been in the rankings this season. They've had this propensity of getting in, falling out, getting in, falling out. They are back in with a 78-30 win over Winder Barrow at number 10, the Brunswick High Pirates. At number 9, moving up one spot with a 44-27 win over Flowery Branch, the Ware County Gators at number 9. At number 8, with a 42-7 win over West Forsyth, they move up one spot. By the way, they own that head-to-head against Ware County, who's ranked a spot behind them. But at number 8, the Benedictine Cadets. At number 7, I was really surprised at the formula. Okay, so I gotta throw this out there. So there's a formula for this, ranks all sorts of different categories. To be eligible into these rankings, you got to be round about I-16 or south, round about I-75 or east. If you're in that area, you're eligible. I don't pick these. There's a formula that does that. I'm surprised that the formula didn't have this team ranked higher than 7, but they did not. A 37-16 win over the formidable Collins Hill. Lowndes County at number 7. At number 6, with a 59-14 win over Creekview, remaining at number 6, as Lowndes remained at number 7, remaining at number 6, the Houston County Bears. At number 5, with a 50-6 win over Temple, remaining at number 5, the Tombs County Bulldogs. At number 4, with a 56-28 home win over Dakula in the first round of the GHSA playoffs, remaining at number 4, the Valdosta Wildcats. At number 3, remaining at number 3, with a 45-6 win over the Beach Bulldogs, West Lawrence stays at number 3. At number 2, with a 48-20 win in the first round over Chattahoochee, Clinch County, 48-20 winners over Chattahoochee, they remain at number 2, which means, again, for however many weeks it's been in a row, the number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Worth County Rams, remain number 1 in the rankings. All right, so we'll recap. Number 10, Brunswick. Number 9, Ware. 8 is Benedictine. 7 is Lowndes. 6 is Houston. 5 is Tombs. 4 is Valdosta. 3 is West Lawrence. 2 is Clinch. The number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Worth County Rams. As we get into the second round and beyond, you will start to see these rankings change a whole lot more. One thing I will tell you is that the rankings, the formula does value playoff wins, which is why Frederica was in, because they had won the region. It values that, and then they had a playoff win on top of that over Valwood. So it values that more than what it values a regular season win. So you're going to see some teams in years past. That's the way it's worked. So I'm just only going on years past. You're going to see a lot of movement up and down based on wins and losses in the playoffs and who did what, how far you got. There may even be some 3-loss teams that slide in to the rankings over some one-loss teams if they go deeper. That's just kind of how the rankings work. So it's gonna get crazy. It is gonna get crazy. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 in Brunswick, exit 29 off of 95, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Okay, so we still have the college stuff to get to, Lane Kiffin. And dang it, like, we've got to talk. We got to talk about the Camden County Wildcats having a new coach. The fourth in 7 years, mind you.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
Welcome to Adobo Queens Restaurant, Brunswick's first and only authentic Filipino restaurant. Lumpia, pancit, and of course adobo chicken and pork. Take the short drive over and come on in. 6110 Altama Avenue, Suite 115, right next door to Kia. Or call ahead and order 912-456-3119. Or order online at adobo queens menu fy.com. Take out or dine in, available for lunch or dinner. Brunswick's newest sensation, Adobo Queens.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Guys, don't look now, but Christmas is on the horizon. Don't get stuck holding Santa's bag this holiday season. Get on into Cunningham Jewelers and find that perfect Christmas gift. Make sure to have your special someone come on in and fill out their Christmas wish list for 20 to 30% off that special gift. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
All right, so I told you that we would talk about the Camden thing. I actually kind of want to do the second round of the GHSA playoffs, but because I promised you that we would talk about the Camden thing, we'll talk about the Camden thing, and then we'll get to the scores or the games that are coming up and preview some of them. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Football season is here, and we at Jessup Furniture are going long. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture Outlet, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram. All right, so here we go. Some background here. So the Camden County Wildcats relieved Travis Rowland of his duties. That was like last Wednesday. And the Camden County Wildcats, 2 days later, hired former defensive coordinator John Lindsay as their head coach. Okay, so basically what this tells me is when they made the decision to move on from Travis Rowland, they had pretty good in mind that they were going to go the John Lindsay route with the hire happening so quickly after relieving the duties from Travis Rowland. They just pretty much knew who their guy was, and that's what they did. So John Lindsay was the defensive coordinator at Camden in 08 and 09 when they won the back-to-back state titles under Jeff Heron. He was the DC. He moved on, took some head coaching jobs at some smaller schools for several years, got a team to the Final Four 1 year, and a Sweet 16 at another place. So he does have head coaching experience. He has one as well. The interesting thing to me about this dynamic is when Camden County, when Jeff Heron retired this last go-around, a lot of folks thought that John Lindsay was going to get the job then instead of Travis Rowland. And, you know, for whatever reason, that did not happen. Now, I believe it's because John Lindsay didn't really want the job. But here we are 2 years later, and now John Lindsay is the guy. So that's an interesting dynamic to me. He was also the defensive coordinator for the last 3 years under Jeff Heron when Jeff Heron returned to Camden. And, of course, they made that Final Four run in 2023 with John Lindsay as their head coach. I think this is a good hire, and I'll tell you why I think this is a good hire. I said to you a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was even last week, that I felt like that what the Camden County program was looking for, the brass that exists down that way, they want the toughness and the physicality of a wing T style offense. They want to hit people in the mouth. They want to be known as a tough, physical football team. The problem with that is a lot of times when you get into the spread, when you run the spread, you have coaches that are a little bit maybe more finesse oriented, maybe run a lot of screens, stuff like that. And I'm not saying that Travis Rowland wasn't a physical type of football coach. But what I will say is that the brass down there wants a coach that's going to run the spread and is going to run it with the same physicality that they would have running a wing T type offense. I'm not sure what type of offense yet that John Lindsay is going to bring. I'm sure that we will have, as a matter of fact, I know we will have a story on that at the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Michael Spears is currently working on that, so we'll probably get answers to that. So I don't know what type of offense he's going to run. I would be stunned if he reverted back to the wing T. I think that Camden really wants to get away from that, and they want a more traditional style of offense. Maybe it's the spread. Maybe it's something else. I don't know. But I don't think they're going to go back to the wing T. We'll see, you know, what offense. We'll find out eventually, right, what John Lindsay will tell us what he's going to do. He's a defensive-minded coach. He's always been a defensive-minded coach. Background on the defensive side of the ball, been a defensive coordinator at Camden, was a defensive coordinator at Coffee County before he came over to Camden. So he's got really good credentials on the defensive side of the ball. He's been at these top-notch programs when they're winning, by the way, as their defensive coordinator. So it's not like that he doesn't know what he's doing. So that's the story in a nutshell. You know, we've gone now from Jeff Heron and that long run with the Wildcats winning three state championships from 2000 to 2012, Welton Coffee from 2012 to 2016 or 2015, whatever it was, Spire after that for 4 years, then Jeff Heron makes his return for three, Travis Rowland for two, and now we're on to John Lindsay. Like I said, coming into the segment or getting out of the last break, it's the fourth coach in 7 years for the Camden County Wildcats. So one of the things that they really, you know, they're hoping they got this right because the program needs some stability at the top, and you can't keep bouncing coaches in and out every couple of 3 years. You know, with the Travis Rowland thing, I've said this many times over the last week when folks have asked me about, gosh, you know, he had a winning record there. He was 13-8. What do they want? I'll tell you what they want. I've already told you earlier in the segment, but also from that, there are results that will happen. They want a more modern style offense that's going to offer some physicality, then be a tough football team. And in turn, they want to be competitive with the other big three, Lowndes, Colquitt, and Valdosta, in that region. And yes, Travis Rowland had a winning record, but at the end of the day, in the 2 years he was there, he went 0-6 against the big three, lost every game to them. He also lost a game to Richmond Hill this year, nor did he make the playoffs. So those were the deciding factors in pulling the plug here, I would believe. And they bring in a guy. See, this is the really important thing. When they brought in Travis Rowland, they brought him in from mainland Florida. When they brought in Bob Spires, they brought him in from Atlanta. Two coaches that didn't really understand the culture of Camden County football, what exactly it is. It's one of those jobs that you can't just show up and coach. There's more to it than that. You've got to be very community-oriented, and there is a culture there that the community demands that that program have. You've hired a guy that is super familiar with your program, that has coached there on two different occasions. They're a very defensive-minded culture. You bring in a defensive-minded coach who has a ton of success as a defensive coordinator and head coaching experience. I think this is a good hire. I think this is going to work out. I actually know John Lindsay personally. I know how good of a coach he is. And now they've got a coach that understands the culture, understands the community, and has won there before, and is a defensive-minded guy. So in turn, you would assume, him being a defensive-minded guy, that toughness is going to be something that is very, very critical to him and to his program. And that, by and large, is what the Camden County fan base, Camden County administration with the football program is looking for. But you got to beat Lowndes, Colquitt, and Valdosta. You can't go 0-6, or else you'll be looking for a new job. You can't do it.
For generations, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters have been a staple on St. Simon's and the Golden Isles community. From our Atlanta Braves and Georgia Bulldog apparel to AFCO, Johnny O, and Duckhead, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters truly does have it all. Sunglasses, coastal apparel, and the best selection of lady shoes on St. Simon's. And of course, do not forget, we rent tuxedos for any occasion. Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, in the shops at Sea Island, just down from Harris Teeter, 912-634-1521. And online at gentlemensoutfitters.net.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons and Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Once again, I'm going to get pinched for time, but I'm going to do my very best. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday Night Lights, and Sweet Tea. Okay, so let's preview the games that are going to be occurring this weekend in the GHSA playoffs. Let's do that. I still got all the college stuff to get to, and I'm going to have like a segment, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how this goes. All right, in the second round of the GHSA playoffs, Lowndes takes a visit to North Gwinnett. I have not picked these games. I should have already done it, so I'm going to pick as we go. Give me North Gwinnett to beat Lowndes at home. Colquitt heads to Grayson. Grayson is the number one seed in that bracket. Give me Grayson to knock off and end Colquitt's season. Brookwood at Valdosta. Going to Bazemore Hyder, tough place to win. I like Valdosta a lot. I do think they're the best team in that region. Valdosta survives and wins. Statesboro on the road at Woodward Academy. Boy, the Blue Devils are riding high. A big win in the first round of the playoffs. It's been a while since we've seen that out of Statesboro in the second round of the GHSA playoffs. They're a 3 seed. They will go play Woodward Academy, who is a 1 seed and a very good football team. I think the euphoria wears off this week. Give me Woodward Academy over the Blue Devils. Villa Rica at Thomas County Central. Give me Thomas County Central. Huge game in the second round. Lee at Langston Hughes. I mean, they don't get any bigger than that. And you don't often see games like this in the second round. Give me Langston Hughes to knock off Lee. Gainesville at Brunswick High. I've gone back and forth. Okay, I'll just be honest with you. When I looked at the draw and I saw that if Brunswick High got by Winder Barrow, they'd probably get Gainesville. My knee-jerk reaction was, well, that'd be the end of the road. But then I saw them put up 78 points against a pretty good Winder Barrow football team last week. And so since then, I've kind of gone back and forth on this game. Can Brunswick? Everybody's expecting Gainesville to go down to Glenn County Stadium and beat the Pirates. Everybody's picking Gainesville. Can Gainesville score with Brunswick? I think from this point forward, it's not whether or not Brunswick can beat whoever they're playing. The question's actually, can whoever they're playing score with them? I'm going to pick Gainesville. I'm picking Gainesville, but I'm not going to be stunned if Brunswick, I don't even want to say it shocks the state, but I guess in some places in the state it would be a shock. Give me, you know what? No, I'm picking Brunswick. Give me Brunswick to win the dang game. Brunswick upsets Gainesville. Houston at Rome. Give me Houston to go to Rome and knock them off. Ware at Creekside. Give me the Ware County Gators on the road to knock off Creekside. Warner Robins at Cartersville. Hey, Warner Robins, great turnaround in the second half of the season. You're in the second round of the playoffs. Your ride will end this week. Cartersville wins. Cass at Benedictine. Give me Benedictine. Peach at Jenkins. Another really good first round game, or second round game, rather. Give me Peach to win the football game. Oconee at West Lawrence. Oconee, you got no shot. West Lawrence wins the game. Pierce goes on the road to Carver, Atlanta. Give me Pierce. I'll take Pierce to win the game. Hapeville Charter at Appling. Give me Appling in Baxley. Fitzgerald at Dublin. I think Dublin's better. Fitzgerald's in a tough region. I'll take Dublin to win the football game. Swainsboro at Northeast. Give me Northeast to beat Swainsboro. Swainsboro's going to be on the road in that game. Thomasville at Toombs County. I think Toombs County's about to have a big run. Give me the Toombs County Bulldogs to win the game. Bleckley at Worth County. Holy cow, what a great second round game. Give me Worth, the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School football top 10 power rankings. So, of course, I'm going to stick with Worth. Berrien at Raven. Hey, Berrien, great job. Monumental upset of Lamar County. Raven County's pretty dang good, too. Give me Raven County at home to knock off upstart Berrien. Warren County at Wheeler County. Give me Wheeler County to win the football game. ECI at Clinch. Man, what a tough game to pick that is. ECI is going to Homerville. It's tough to beat the Panthers there. I'll take Clinch County. Charlton at Screven. From this point forward, we shall now refer to the Charlton County Indians as the official mascot, the official representation of Jekyll and Hyde. So from now on, when I say Jekyll and Hyde, I mean Charlton County. I will take Screven to beat Jekyll and Hyde this week. Hawkinsville at Lincoln County. Give me Hawkinsville to go on the road and win the football game. Savannah Christian at Heritage Christian Heritage. Give me Savannah Christian. Kings Ridge at Calvary Day. I will take Calvary Day to win the football game. Those are your games for the second round of the GHSA playoffs. And, you know, this is the round where typically, and you do have some really good games in the second round, but this is the round where all your pretenders kind of get knocked out. You know, if they won a game they shouldn't have won in the first round, or maybe they had a weaker opponent, the second round things get a little tougher and all of those teams go by the wayside. When you get to the Elite Eight, typically in every classification off the board, or, you know, on the board, every classification, everybody that makes the Elite Eight is good enough to win a state championship. The thing that it depends on more often than not is it depends on matchups. Who matches up better against whoever it is that they are playing?
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95. 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567. And look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors. This football season, make sure you catch every heart-pounding snap at Mullet Bay on St. Simon's Island, 512 Ocean Boulevard, just down from the Pier Village, where you can find live pregame music all football season long. Dine in or take out, lunch and dinner. Wild Georgia shrimp, fresh flounder, fresh salmon, fresh oysters. Check out Mullet Bay's new look and new menu. Call 912-634-9977, mulletbayrestaurant.com, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Live pregame music all football season long at Mullet Bay.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
It is that time of year again, time for fall and football fun. It is also time to give your friends at Air Adjusters a call for your fall service. Don't get left out in the cold. Score a touchdown and make the two-point conversion good today with your neighbors at Air Adjusters. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online, airadjusters.com. And of course, let's go Dawgs. License number CN208489.
We're going to run through, or at least I'm going to tell you, my winners in every classification for the GHSA playoffs. I didn't get a chance to do that last week. I did give you some of the games, some of the teams, and how far I thought they were going to go, but I'm going to give you winners, championship games and winners, and then we'll jump into the college football stuff. All right, so in Single-A Division One, I've got Heard County and Worth playing for the state title, and I will take Worth to win the whole thing. In Division Two, Single-A, I've got Clinch County and Early County playing for it. I will take Early County to win Double-A or Single-A Division One. In Double-A, I've got Rockmart and Morgan And I've got Rockmart winning everything. In AAA, I've got Jefferson and Sandy Creek, and I will take Jefferson to win the entire thing. In 4A, I've got Kell and Benedictine, and I've got Benedictine winning the 4A state title. In 5A, I've got Roswell and Hughes, and I will take Hughes to win everything. And in 6A, I've got Carrollton playing Buford, and I will take Buford to win the 6A championship. In GHSA Private, I've got Athens Academy and Calvary Day, and I've got Athens Academy winning the state championship. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the loyal support of a companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org. All right, let's try to get into the high school or the college football games and do scores for as long as we can do scores. We got like 7 minutes maybe to go through like three topics. Good luck. All right, number 13, Virginia Tech at, or they're hosting number 13, Miami. 13 Miami at Virginia Tech. I don't know. I think this game's tricky. Give me Miami. I'll take Miami. Rutgers at number one, Ohio State. Boy, Ohio State, your resume looks brutal. You've been through, you've played and won so many tough games, haven't you, Buckeyes? Ohio State wins. Samford at Texas A&M. Of course, we're going to take Texas A&M. 22 Mizzou at number eight, Oklahoma. I just have a hard time reconciling Oklahoma getting into the college football playoff. I guess they've had the season two at this point. I think Missouri gets them. Missouri beats Oklahoma in Norman. Charlotte at number four, Georgia. Give me Georgia. East Illinois at number 10, Alabama. Here's the thing for Alabama. This thing's going to get nuts. Alabama right now is slated to be in the college football playoff at number 10. They're right there on the cutoff. They're also slated to play in the SEC championship game. If Alabama goes to the SEC championship game and loses to whoever it is they play, probably Texas A&M, that's going to be Alabama's third loss. They're already at number 10. Would a third loss in the SEC title game, a game that nobody else is going to get to play, knock Alabama out of the college football playoff? If it did, it would certainly hammer home the argument that you can't penalize teams for playing in conference championship games. Can't do it, but there's a potential for that to happen. I think it might. I think it's a very realistic thing. Syracuse at number nine, Notre Dame. Notre Dame hadn't beaten anybody. The two teams on their schedule they lost to that are any good, they're going to be at home against Syracuse. That boy, they did look good last week against, you know, Pitt. Okay, great. I think Syracuse is going to go in there and beat them. Give me Syracuse in a huge upset. Arkansas at number 17, Texas. Texas coming off the loss to Georgia, they win. 15 USC at number 7, Oregon. Give me the Trojans to go to Eugene and win and snatch those playoff hopes away from Oregon. Kentucky at number 14, Vanderbilt. Give me Vandy. 18, Michigan at Maryland. Give me Michigan. TCU at number 23, Houston. I'll take Houston. Kansas State at 12, Utah. Give me Utah. Tricky game. Pitt at 16, Georgia Tech. I think Georgia Tech blows out Pitt and sends a statement to the rest of the country. All these folks keep talking about Miami, Miami out of the ACC, and Georgia Tech can be like, yo, we're the top-ranked ACC team. As far as one losses, you're trying to talk Miami. They got two losses, and they're ranked ahead of Georgia Tech, which is absolutely silly. Georgia Tech blows out Pitt. 21, Illinois at Wisconsin. Give me Wisconsin. They've had a tough year, playing a little bit better. They're at home in Camp Randall. I think they win a game. Number 20, Tennessee at Florida. I kind of want to pick Florida here, but I haven't seen anything to suggest that in the new interim coaching administration here or regime that they're going to be able to beat Tennessee. So give me Tennessee. 11, BYU at Cincinnati. Give me BYU. 25, Arizona State at Colorado. I'll take Arizona State. Mercer at Auburn in the SEC. Auburn needs the game to potentially get bowl eligible. They got to beat Mercer, which I think they do. And then next week, they got to beat Alabama. Coastal Carolina at South Carolina. I'm surprised Beamer still has his job after that epic collapse against Texas A&M, but he does. I'll take South Carolina to win the game. If he loses to Coastal Carolina, he'll be done by the end of the night. Western Kentucky at LSU. Give me LSU to win the football game. In the ACC, Florida State at NC State. Give me NC State at home. I'll take the Wolfpack. Louisville, and I'm picking these games as I go. I don't even have these circled. Louisville at SMU. Give me Louisville to go to SMU and win. Delaware at Wake Forest. Give me Wake. Duke at North Carolina. Give me Duke to win the football game. Furman at Clemson. Give me Clemson in the Sun Belt. Old Dominion at Georgia Southern. I'll take Georgia Southern. Marshall at App State. Give me Marshall. Georgia State at Troy. I'll take Troy. And in Conference USA, my alma mater, the Kennesaw State Owls hosting Missouri State. Give me Kennesaw State to get the win. All right, so the college football playoff, currently what you have is you have number one, Ohio State, number two, Indiana, three, A&M, four is Georgia, five is Texas Tech, six is Ole Miss, seven, Oregon, eight is Oklahoma, nine, Notre Dame, and then at 10, you've got Bama. Those would be the teams that would currently get in under the format that currently exists, because you would have your ACC team that would get in, which I believe is going to be Georgia Tech. And I'm not sure Georgia Tech won't be ranked inside the top. Well, they probably won't, because they're going to lose to Georgia. But Georgia Tech will be your top ACC team, I believe, and then you get your at-large with Tulane. So the way this thing would shake out in the first round, you would have the 8-9 game, which would be Oklahoma and Notre Dame, if this thing still holds. I don't think either one of those teams are going to end up in the college football playoff, Notre Dame or Oklahoma. But currently, Oklahoma at home against Notre Dame in the 8-9 game. In the 7-10 game, you'd have Oregon hosting Alabama. I don't know that Alabama's going to get into the college football playoff, because I don't know that Alabama could beat Texas A&M in the SEC title game. And the SEC, all this talk about, you know, five or six or possibly even seven teams in the college football playoff, I predict they're going to get three. I think they end up with three teams, and that's it. Well, maybe four with Ole Miss. Give me four with Ole Miss. I think Texas A&M gets in. I think Georgia gets in. I think Ole Miss gets in. Who am I missing? What's the other team that I'm missing? A&M, Georgia, Ole Miss. That might be it. Those might be my three teams. And then, so 7-10, Alabama and Oregon. And then in the 11-6 game, Ole Miss hosting Georgia Tech. You would have Ohio State, Georgia, Indiana, and A&M getting first-round byes. So let's just play this thing through and just pretend. I would take Oklahoma to beat Notre Dame in the first round. I would take Texas Tech to beat Tulane. I would take Ole Miss to beat Georgia Tech. And I would take Alabama over Oregon. So then in the second round, you'd have Ole Miss at Texas A&M. I would take A&M in that game. You'd have Alabama at Indiana. I would take Alabama in that game. And you'd have Oklahoma at Ohio State. I don't really know what Ohio State is, because they ain't played anybody. I guess I'll take Ohio State. And then you would have Georgia hosting Texas Tech. I'll take Georgia over Texas Tech. So your semifinals would be in A&M and Alabama, Ohio State and Georgia. That'd be three SEC teams in. A&M and Alabama, I would take A&M in that game. And then Georgia and Ohio State. The way Georgia's been playing, I would take Georgia, but, you know, flip a coin. But since we're located here in Georgia and our radio show is syndicated in Georgia, most of our listenership comes from Georgia, we'll pick Georgia, which would lead us to a Texas A&M All-SEC versus Georgia matchup, a 1-4 matchup. And quite honestly, I would take Georgia to beat Texas A&M as well. Those are the games, the way things would shake out under the current format. But it doesn't really matter, because none of that's going to happen. The teams aren't going to finish like that.
On the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. We head into the second round of the GHSA playoffs, and here are your matchups. The Brunswick High Pirates will host Gainesville between the bricks at Glenn County Stadium. Statesboro heads up to Atlanta to take on Woodward Academy. Pierce heads to Carver, Atlanta. And Appling will host Hakeville in Baxley. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.